listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Wheezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on NBIRadio.co.
Yeah, you gotta treat this like scandal. Get your Moscato ready. Woo. Get your private stock ready. Woo. You know it's gonna be raw, uncut, uncensored. It's The Gray Zone on NBIRadio.co. I'm your host, Wheezy Moonchaser. It's official. I finally located Fat Cat. She's back in the fold. She's home with us now. She's part of the team. Fat Cat's official. Where have you? Were you ducking me, Ma? I've been trying to get at you for a minute.
Nah, never. I told you I had a little issue. Or your number was very similar to someone who was kind of stalking me. So I had saved my under the wrong number in my new phone, and then it was like, dang, I don't even realize, understand why this guy's calling me. And then I realized, I'm like, yo, this is my nigga Wheezy. I'm like, no. Let me check the messages attached. Oh, for sure it's him. Let me call him back.
No, we good.
I had you on pause. I apologize.
No, we good to go. She's the Matthew McConaughey to my Woody Harrelson. We are the Truth Detective. This is The Gray Zone. You know, many things in life cannot just merely be black or white. A lot of things do fall into the gray. And this week, we're going to talk about kinky. You know, kink is a term used to describe unconventional sexual concepts and practices. We don't get into that in that second part of the show. But you know, Fat Cat, you know I like to jump into them hot topics, get this thing bubbling, you know, get the blood flowing a little bit.
Yeah. The Gray Zone.
Oh boy, the evolution of Iggy Azalea. You know she changed her face, right? She don't really look the same no more, right?
Yeah, I heard. But I don't know.
I still think she's cute.
I don't know. I never look at her really, so I don't even know what she's done to
Let me hit you some real shit. She was named top rap artist over Nicki, J. Cole, Drake at the 2015 Billboard Awards. So that's the face of hip-hop now. Iggy Azalea is higher than Nicki. That's what we looking at right now?
Sounds good, but you know where this starts. Starts off when you give somebody like Eminem a go. That's just how it go.
No, you can't say that. Eminem had bars.
Eminem had bars, but when you allow him to lead the nation and there's nobody guiding him and making him do the right thing and say the right thing to our people and stuff, this is what you're going to get. Now, the watered-down version of that is Iggy.
Iggy is now
that's what you get. Pat yourselves on the back.
Okay, keep on going with the madness. Nicki appeared to be dissing Tyga and Kylie in that new song, Feel Myself with Beyonce, which is crazy. You saw Nicki twerking down at the fucking counter in the kitchen?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to lie. I'm very upset with Nicki and Beyonce right now because I didn't even get the text message that I was supposed to be on set that day. I don't understand why I'm not in the video. I don't know if they got problems. So if y'all got an issue, just holler at me because I'm not mad at y'all. I love y'all. Why y'all didn't put me in the video?
I'm sitting across from you and I can't. For those, y'all can't see because we on the podcast. But Fat Cat got her chest out. You know, it's summertime. The maxi dress is out. I just want to, you know, I see you got the light tan in the cleavage. You'd be confused if it was in these shoes.
The today's, because I usually don't wear the today's out.
Okay. Oh, also, over the weekend, Jay-Z performed at the B-Sides, trying to push the title to the next level. He sent some shots at Spotify, at YouTube, at Google. He has such lines like, don't even go with the flow, be the flow. I don't need no middleman to talk to my niggas.
Oh.
And y'all saw Jay-Z. They said Jay-Z was getting old. They said he couldn't do it no more.
Yeah.
Oh, another good look too. He brought out Beanie Sigel, State Property,
Memphis Bleek. I've seen some pictures. You know, I'm very proud of Jay-Z because he is doing what. I just hope that our people support the way that they are supposed to. Like, y'all, we got to stand up for what's ours, and the music is ours. It belongs to us.
It belongs to us,
so,
man.
We got to put... And these entertainers also have to realize too that you know we have a responsibility to y'all, but y'all have a responsibility to us also. So I'm proud of Jay-Z, and I hope that he makes the order right.
Also, activists claim that Jay-Z bailed out protesters in Baltimore and Ferguson.
Yeah,
you know, private contribution to the resistance.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like. If you're a celebrity, it doesn't mean that every event needs to happen that you gotta speak out on and you gotta contribute your money. But I like the way Jay-Z does. It's classy. He doesn't do it for the name or the publicity, you know, or the fanfare. He just do it because it's just the right thing to do.
I love that.
Because you know they're going crazy in Ferguson.
I love, you know what, that's what they're supposed to do. They supported when Trayvon Martin was killed, and they're supporting for this also.
At Columbine.
I
was the first one to help.
Yeah.
You remember Jay-Z did that?
Yeah.
I was on the plane, but I was the first one to help. Crazy.
Very, very powerful move.
How do you feel, guys? How do you feel about Obama? He's on Twitter now as at POTUS.
He could do whatever he wanted to do. Anyways.
What do you even think about a president being on Twitter? Like, imagine George Bush being on. Imagine Bill Clinton on Twitter. Yeah. Being like, yo, that head was good right there, son. Okay. I just nutted a good one right there.
This is how I feel about that. When it comes, look, Bush, all of them, whatever, they could get on Twitter now because they're not the president no more. And he on his way out the door and he can do whatever the fuck he want to do. He came and fixed a lot of stuff and he could do whatever he want to do.
No, he did a good job.
Yeah, Obama is the man. He could do whatever he want to do. And I hope that he tweet me back one day if he...
Yo, holla at Fat Cat. No, what?
Tell Obama, people, holla at me,
tell
man.
Tell me a Twitter, son. I haven't known to...
Tell Obama... Tell Michelle, holla at me, man.
You my problems. You know you know she got her law degree.
I love her.
Her school game is up.
I love her. She walking around smelling like cocoa butter and Motion's hair perm. I love Michelle.
You know, we can't talk too crazy about the president and the first lady. They might,
those are my relatives.
Secret Service might come first.
Those are my relatives. Stop playing. I love them to death.
All right, we gonna go into some real shit. You know, a lot of y'all think that this rap game is just music and fanfare, but it gets very, very real. Over the weekend, rapper Chinx Drug was gunned down in his Porsche. Best friend of Frenchie Montana, part of the Coke Boys. He was potentially one of those guys I felt was gonna bring back the East Coast in terms of the rap. You know, he died at 31. These two girls behind one boy. You know, the Kardashians got that show Dash Dolls. And they made it seem like he was going out with Malika, who's Khloe's best friend. But I didn't know Chinx Drug was married. He was 31. That nigga looked like he's 22 running around with Frenchie Montana. Wow. You just never know. But he's gone now.
Wow, that's sad to hear.
He's gone now. And, you know, he had just posted a song a while ago. And he's like, yo, I don't run around with no niggas I don't know. Like, all these rappers, they feel so claustrophobic with the fame. They just like to ride alone. But, you know, our prayers go out to Chinx Drug and his family. His wife been wilding out over it because she's like, yo, this Malika chick is getting all the love, but I'm not getting all the love. And then that ties into the Kardashians and ties back into Tyga and Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Are they condoning some old cheating, adulterous ass? Like, don't get me started.
Yo, the Kardashians and Tyga and all that whole crew, that's a new Eyes Wide Shut. That's a new Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. That's a new Eyes Wide. They're probably having masquerade OG parties. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't.
Didn't you say you wanted to do one of them joints? I don't put your thing out there.
Did I what?
You want to do like a masquerade party, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, you know, I'm into stuff like that, but we would have to have some kinks attached.
Well, this is why we in the episode. Yo, before we let off with the hot topics, this came across my desk this morning. Tiger Woods has some very weird post-sex habits.
Tell me
about it. I just took some of them. Off the top. No homo. They say Tiger Woods is very well endowed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be if all these white girls are talking mad crazy about him. They said Tiger Woods would skip sleeping to have sex all night. Like, he'll go from like 9 p.m. to like 5 in the morning.
Ooh.
My man Sam can attest to that. When we had a little Haitian half white thing in Park X on that, you know what I mean? We were doing those runs. Going to work the knees is all week. You can't do it. Obviously, you know, he's a superstar. So they said he bought a lot of hookers. That's no surprise. He allegedly slept with his neighbor's 21-year-old daughter. Hey, listen.
She's 21.
She's 21. I was about to say the same
thing. Fuck, you gonna say she grown? She wanna.
But yeah, but all the neighbors are white though. They thought Tiger was safe.
Why? All he fucked with was white girls. You ever seen him with a black bitch? That's when you should have felt safe. That's when you would have felt safe because see, a black girl would have been licking Tiger's nuts and he would have never been cheating and going nowhere.
They said he fucked one of his mistresses on her period. I'm not against fucking girls on their period. You can do it in the bathtub.
Look, a red stripe is never killing nobody.
You know, that's what the washer and dryer is for.
Listen, a real man loves his woman 365 days a year.
Hey, I take it all 32 days.
That happens.
Oh, they say he likes to eat Fruit Loops and watch cartoons after sex. What's your favorite thing to do after sex? I like grilled cheese. I like my girl to go in the kitchen, put some panties on, and make a grilled cheese. Melted cheese and butter on bread just makes me want to fuck you again.
You know, it's crazy because it depends on who I'm with. If I'm not really into him, he can make me something to eat. He can go and fix me some juice and get me a hot rag and shit. But if I'm into him, it's the treatment. So I just want to make him something to eat. I want to fix him up, clean him up, you know, that type of thing.
The treatments, you'll do it all. So you know what it is? We back into the gray zone. Oh, man. That guy, you killing me here. It's the gray zone on NBIRadio.co. Weezy Moon Chaser at Fat Cat. Make sure you tune into us. The website is up, NBIRadio.co. The Power Hour, the Grey Zone, everything's up. Then when we come back, we're going to that kink episode. It's going to get nasty. We time bitches up. You know what I mean? This is strictly for live, man, baby. It's the Grey Zone.
The Grey on NBIRadio.co.
Yeah, welcome back. It's the Grey Zone. We're doing the kink episode. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the unicorn killer, alongside the beautiful fat cat, the Black Kennedy. So, Mal, we're going to talk about the kink, man. You know, let's try to strip off the bones off this chicken right here. Let's see what we're really working with. They say kinky is a term used to describe unconventional sexual concepts or practices. So, basically, I'm trying to tie you up, spit on you, you know, choke you to death. Baby oils run all down your leg. What's going on, fat cat? Talk to me.
It breaks down to a little bit more than that also. Kink. It usually talks about a person's sexual taste. Usually kink is an unusual taste for in sexual behavior. Like said person would generally have fetishes seen as like abnormal to the public, like biting, bondage, BDSM. Yeah, some piss, some shit.
We don't talk about
a lot
that.
Of different stuff, some scat play, public sex, spanking, tranny sex, you know. So it's lots of different stuff. There's a large umbrella that this stuff falls under.
Okay, so before we go into the whole kink thing, you gotta understand some people are kinky, you know, they like unconventional sexual practices, and some people are vanilla. Well, you know, they like traditional missionary doggy style.
We gotta find a name for these motherfuckers who are not vanilla though, because we don't want to just be called kinky. Like they're vanilla. That's something so sweet.
I've heard freaks. Girls have called me freak.
That's okay too.
I heard freaks. All right. But you know, freak. I feel so dirty. I feel like I'm Frankenstein or something.
Fuck them. We could be freaks. What's wrong with that?
What's hard when you're a freak or a kinkier person, you know, with a vanilla woman, is how do you get the icebreaker? Like, how do you approach the convos? Like, you know, ma, I want you to talk dirty to me. I want you to smack me on the face. You know, I want you to dress up and tie me up against the table and fuck the shit out of me. You know what I mean?
You know,
like, how do we approach that conversation?
I feel like it's something that if you're comfortable with the person, comfortable enough that you want to try and talk to them or introduce them to something like this, you have to know that you can trust them. Trust them to give you an honest opinion, and if they don't want to do it, not judge you for it. However, you'd be actually surprised how many women are actually into kinky sex. Some women may be unsure how to approach the subject themselves simply because they feel like nice girls aren't supposed to like dirty sex. However,
it's okay.
You'd be surprised how many of them are as horny as guys actually are and would like to smack a guy in the face or lick his asshole, or you never know what she might want to do. So
I never got my asshole licked, but I'm very curious about it. You know, I do agree that some girls, most girls are as freaky or as horny and like sex just as much. I think they should just do it. I think if you want to tie me up, you want to box me, you want to talk crazy, you want to pull out the whip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as you're not injuring me in places where I can't go to work tomorrow, like, it's okay with me. Like, we get jiggy with it.
I love it.
Do you think a kinky person can thrive with a person that's just vanilla? Do you think, like, a real freaky person can be with a vanilla person?
Oh,
I don't think so.
You never heard of the yin and the yang? I'm saying. Sometimes that's what it is. That's exactly what one needs, because two dominants are very, very difficult. Like you two motherfuckers both walking around on leashes, snatching each other in different directions. Like, no, that's what you need. You need your soft other, someone who is willing to submit to you and trust you.
Hey.
to take them on the dark side. It's important.
Let me hit you with something. I went to a white college, and going to a white college, you learn a lot of new things. So one of the things I learned about was the most unsuspecting girl, like beautiful, you know, straight A student, part of the student council, she liked to get peed on. I'm like, how do I approach the conversation? Like,
can I?
I don't need to pee on a chick,
baby.
But just because it's different and something new to fucking do.
Hey, baby, would you like a golden shower?
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Like, could you imagine? And you're in college, people don't understand that shit.
Like, you know, I mean, I'm friends with a lot of guys in the streets and a lot of fly boys. And a lot of guys tell me, you know what? They're like, you know, white girls are freakier than black girls. I'm like, that's crazy.
Can I?
I think all girls are pretty much the same. It's really the energy that you bring to the table to cook it up and make it happen.
Absolutely.
Because I've had the most unsuspecting black girls do some disgusting things.
That means they really liked you. You might want to marry them girls.
Hold on. Let me tell you a joke. Let me tell you if I was wrong.
Can I?
You know, of course you can't.
Come on,
you know,
come on.
Okay,
I love it.
I'm thinking back to it.
I fucking love it.
I'm thinking back to it. So I remember one time this girl was riding me. I was like, you know what? I just want to fucking try it. So I take my index finger and I threw it in her ass. And I knew she felt it in the beginning. But she just kept riding the dick. And I was like, yo, that's my bitch. That's a writer right there. You know what I'm saying? And it's the most unsuspecting person you'll ever believe that let that shit happen. I think really thinks about the chemistry between you and that person. Like, look, for say, the whole choking business. Now, everybody wants to choke bitches now. 50 Shades of Grey come out, everybody's a motherfucking choker.
And every bitch wants to get choked. I don't understand this shit, because who says that the woman always has to be the submissive? Where do you get that from?
It, you know, it's just being a real nigga. It's just very, very selfless to be like, okay, I'm going to let my girl tie me up. I'm going to let my girl beat me and treat me like a piece of shit because it's exciting to me. People around you won't understand that. You know, it's different. But it's okay. It's healthy. A crazy sexual lifestyle, I think it's healthy.
Have you ever thought about the role-playing part of it where you could actually be the submissive to the woman, like role-playing and she's a sexy nurse who tends to the needy patient?
No, I don't want that one. No? I don't want that one.
No?
I like the school teacher one. Mm. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, but she's going to be the school teacher and you're going to be what? The naughty student?
The bad black student that keeps coming late to class. So I'm in detention.
And she got to stay. And you got to stay afterwards with her.
So she's mad. Yeah, so I got to beat that ass. Or lick that pussy or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, she make you sit on your knees underneath the desk with your face in her pussy.
But hold on. Before we get crazy with it. Mm-hmm. You and your girl, okay, you kick it off. You know, you're talking to your man. You're like, okay, it will get happen. We'll tie you up. We'll use the whip. We'll use the BDSM. I'm going to fucking do all this Japanese shit to you. You need a safe word. You need a safe word. Pineapples is a favorite in the streets right now. You need a safe word.
Well,
because
thanks to Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart. But safe words are very important. And you must establish. And you know, it's like one of the things about safe words, you want to use something that's not really hard, because stop, if you say stop, could ruin the whole mood. No, it's not that. It's just that stop could actually scare your partner because it could make them think and feel that they're doing something wrong. So you want to choose something really light natured, like rainbow or red eye, applesauce, something that's really light. Just because sometimes stop comes out so harsh that you can scare your partner into submission or otherwise, and then it wouldn't really be fun anymore. So,
no, hold on. I gotta jump on this. What is the word to use when you got me feeling like a bitch, nigga? Like when I'm embarrassed. One time this girl's giving me head. She had her real hair, natural, long. She's like, grab my hair. So I grab her hair. You know what I mean? Then she stopped like two times. She's like, pull harder. I was starting to feel away. Like I didn't want to rip your hair out your head. You know what I'm saying? I started feeling like a bitch. Like, I'm not pulling hard enough? Like, what do you need me to do? Like, you need me to shed blood?
Okay, well, you know, then she likes it severe. That's just how some people
like it a little bit more
extreme. Yeah. She'll tell you how far is too far and stuff like that. But I could tell you, women, and this is for you guys out there who don't know this, I'm going to give you a little bit of science. Ladies, don't be mad at me.
You giving us secrets on the gray zone?
All women are equally as kinky. Every single bitch has the same amount of kink in them.
How do I bring it out, fat cat? I want to bring it out.
It takes the right man to bring that kink out of her.
I told y'all niggas to eat the pussy. Y'all playing around.
This is how it goes. You know what? Some guys who know me will say that I'm a prude. And there may be one or two men in life that know me that will say I am the ultimate freak. But I love them. That's why. So
the energy's got to be right. You know, the chemistry's got to be popping. You know what I mean? Would you let a guy spit in your mouth?
No, absolutely not.
Like, what's up with that? My man told me, he's like, yo, man, I get crazy with it.
We have to be married. And
I think about that Missy Elliott video. I'm like, I don't know if I could let a girl spit in my mouth.
You let somebody spit in your mouth?
No, I could.
She got beautiful. She curled, got beautiful.
It could be a video vixen from a fab video. No.
She grabbed your face. She opened your, she said, open your mouth,
spit,
baby.
Spit still spit.
Open your mouth.
Spitty
and spitty. And then she tongue kiss you afterwards.
No, I could put my finger in your pussy.
Me either. I don't play that shit. No, fuck that.
No, fuck that.
We can do a lot of other nasty shit.
I could put my finger in your pussy, and then I could lick it, and then you could lick it.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I'll put my dick in your pussy. Give you 8 good strokes. Pull out. Put it in your mouth. Kiss you. Put it back in you. Rough. You know what I'm saying? Bring you close.
Yes, like a real man.
Yo, this girl told me the other day, she licked my sweat. She told me like, she's like, Weez, your sweat tastes good.
Yeah.
Hey.
If a bitch lick
your sweat. I don't believe no girl anyway. I think all girls lie.
If a bitch lick your sweat, she in love with you.
Mm-mm.
No? If you like, you ever
she
lick.
She ducky me, dog. She ducky me.
You lick a bitch sweat?
I'll lick the sweat.
If you love her. You don't love her.
If we're into it, like if you're giving me that kind of joint, It's crazy. We got to come back for more great stuff. Oh, my God. We got to come back for more great stuff.
Jesus,
please. NBIRadio.co. You already know what it is.
The Gray on NBIRadio.co.
One thing I think about, like, you know, in regards to why I probably never had a threesome in my personal relationships is, like, when it comes to my guy, who we gonna pick? Who we picking?
Some people say, you know, we're gonna pick somebody at random, or we'll pick someone. Okay, let's say it's me. So you'll tell me, okay, pick one of my friends or girl that we know that you think I would think is attractive.
It'd be a setup. That's
like,
a setup.
I'll have to let you pick. If I'm with you, I'm gonna let you pick. I'm gonna let you have to pick a girl you feel comfortable with that you don't mind. Like, you literally have to eat her pussy.
It can't.
Are you okay eating her pussy? Is that okay?
No, it can't be a girl that we know. It can't be a girl that we know. Because if y'all see each other on a separate note, y'all gonna be fucking behind my back.
Why does everybody think that?
Because that's what happens. That's what happens. The guys always double back. If she made your dick hard enough that you could fuck her.
Fuck that.
Yep.
Fuck that.
That's what happens.
See, we won't disagree on this.
Well, come on then.
We won't disagree.
You gonna say that anyways. Take one for the team. Go ahead.
I don't take nothing for the team. I'm gonna defend my niggas. So you tell me, just gonna be a threesome with this chick right here. And I see her on the street, I'm gonna wanna fuck her. We already had the threesome, I already fucked her. I'm not trying to get no extra drama by my girl, nobody on the street.
It sound good coming out of your mouth. But as a man,
that sounds good.
When this bitch is horny, or if you're horny, y'all bump into each other and I'm not there.
But I wouldn't be horny.
Are y'all gonna feel liberated to do this and knowing that y'all not supposed to do this behind my back is only supposed to be with the three of us? Are y'all gonna go now and sleep together?
I don't think girls are thinking that far.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, fucking right.
You're fucking crazy.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I got a nigga I would love to give a threesome to. But if he fuck with one of these bitches after I've done hooked this shit up, it'll be over. I'ma cut his dick off. I'm a Lorena Bobb with that ass.
Yeah,
that's it.
I can't let you do that.
Fuck that shit.
I see you got a sister's in your hand already. I can't let you
Y'all hear that shit? That's what the fuck it is. Don't you? That's not how it go. If you have a threesome, and if it's your, especially if it's your girlfriend, if it's not your girlfriend, and these two bitches is down for it, that's cool, whatever. But if this is your girlfriend, you can't be doing the threesome with her friends. You gotta do it with a bitch that y'all don't.
It's gotta be an outside girl and then with an outside chick.
Yep.
But you know what? You know why I think a lot of people tend to lean on that close friends? Because, like, you know that person, you feel comfortable with that person. So a lot of girls will tend to lead to that friend first.
Because Christmas and Thanksgiving.
That's blessed for me.
Christmas and Thanksgiving is going to be awkward at my house when everybody's there and she's there. Do we invite her? Do we not?
Why not? She's a homegirl, no?
I don't know. See, you done stuck your pee-pee in her. Dude, now we get married.
Well, you was there.
Do we invite her to the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay, so basically you having a threesome with her was the end of your friendship.
I don't think at weddings you're supposed to invite anybody that you slept with or anybody that the bride slept with. I think that's how I go or some shit like that.
I don't know if that rule is accurate, though. I've been to a lot of weddings where there's been a lot of people fucking in the wedding. Like, because you're telling me this, I'm thinking to myself, okay, what if I were to get married? There's no way I could have a wedding while having girls there.
See, that's a problem.
We're going to have a small wedding, 35 people at the Palais de Justice.
25 people.
I really don't
and then
believe
we're gonna have a party. A big party.
Yeah, but I really don't believe that women think that far into it. Like,
they do.
They're taking it there. Really? You're taking it all the way to the point where you're thinking, like, oh, if I were to bump into this bitch on the street, I'm gonna fuck her?
Are we saying in regards to the threesome and how far it could go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think that's appropriate. There's some lines and some barriers that just can't be crossed. That's what I say. It can't be with a girl that you know, because later on you don't want it to make your regular life situations awkward. You want it to be somebody who's not coming their ass back around again. Like, bye, bitch. Bye.
Yeah, man. You go on a little resort. You go on a little trip.
Something like that.
Yeah, a little something.
Yeah, until we holler at you again. Bye.
Those to the game or something.
She's not gonna be at Christmas. She's not gonna be at Thanksgiving making things awkward. Cause my mama gonna be over there in the corner like, why do such and such keep looking at him like that? What's going on between y'all? Is something going on? You know how, you know, black mamas be. They don't play no games. They be all in that tea, into everything.
Do you think threesomes are a good idea in all relationships?
It depends. Some guys not even into that stuff. Like, I know some guys that's not even
you really got. You got to understand that if you want to fuck your girl with another girl, she's going to ask you to fuck her with another guy.
Yeah, but that's just because
there's a lot of pills you got to swallow in a relationship.
That's just because she wants to know if you care. As long as it's equal, I feel like equal opportunity, you know?
I got to try it. In this lifetime, I got to try it. Cause I know just to be in that moment, two women kissing upon
bitches
you.
Bitches be like, didn't I tell you no kissing? No kissing.
What's up with that?
No, if you have a threesome, there has
I'm
to be...
I'm a passionate dude. You know, I get lost in the moment sometimes.
No, if you just passionate with every bitch, that's the thing. And that's what girls that are your girl be looking at when you have a threesome. They be like, you just kissed that bitch like you knew her from somewhere. You know that bitch? The fuck is going on here? The fuck is this? Why you kiss her like that?
Yeah, you're like...
Okay, there has to be some rules for the next time we have a threesome, boo, because... No, you're not. Okay, you're not.
I'm a baby.
To kiss.
I'm passionate. No. You know, I'm suave.
You only kiss me. You don't kiss these hoes.
Can I kiss her neck?
You can kiss her neck and
her earlobe.
When I let you, you can eat her pussy and you can eat suck her titties. Only when I let
but
you.
But I'm gonna eat her pussy regardless. We're fucking.
No, no.
I need to lubricate before I get in. So I don't know what you're talking about.
No, no. This.
You got mad fucking rules. Like, it's not even fun.
It depends. It depends on how much
your
I like you.
Your threesomes come with mad stipulations.
It depends on
though.
How much I like you. That's what I'm gonna say. That's what I'm gonna say. If I don't like you a lot, I'm gonna let you go ahead and go for the fucking dirt. Go. I don't give a fuck. Go for the gusto. But if I like you like that, I'm gonna be like, don't you give her the good dick either. You give her that sometimey dick. You give her that shit. You give me the good dick. You give her the half and half dick. Yeah. You give me the carnation milk, you give her that half and half, what's that shit called? Coffee creamer. Give her that.
Yo, there's no way in this world you could ask me to give her whack dick, you know what I'm saying? I got my ego.
Not
I got my
whack,
reputation.
I just said half and half. Coffee creamer is good too.
Get him the Instagram before we kick off.
Strong Firm Bottom. Hit me on Insta. Fat Cat Shrouder. Facebook. Wizzy Moon Chaser. Yeah.
The Facebook, NBI Radio, NBIRadio.co, the website. Yeah, we know the Gray Zone. The drama. It's raw. It's uncut. Unscripted. A lot of juice. We gone.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Wheezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on NBIRadio.co.